Today we are going to analyze classic beginner's mistakes. As you know, I try to promote the idea of becoming your own boss, of becoming a freelancer and starting your own endeavor. And I can tell that many people are making the same mistakes over and over again. So that's why today I want to do like I want to summarize maybe 10 or 12 that are the classic mistakes that all the new entrepreneurs make. And this is going to save you a lot of time and also a lot of money. So stay tuned to this podcast. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, inglesparacholos.com. Take your life to the next level. Join inglesparacholos.com. And also, please, spread the word, help your friends, help your loser friends, and tell them to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. So, time to get started. I believe one of the biggest mistakes is that new players, and especially young people, to be clear, they want to charge marketplace when they start. And that is stupid. I mean, this is something that is happening for first time in history. Like decades ago, the young generations always charged lower than the older generation. That's how the market worked for years, decades, and maybe hundreds of years. But suddenly the new generations want to charge more than the older generation. And I know the answer. The reason is because they are so fucking hooked with their video games and with their social media that going out and work for 20 soles or 30 soles sounds like nothing. But when you are starting, you need to charge lower because that's the way that you gain the trust. That's the way that you show that you know what you are talking about. So I believe, especially if you are in your first gigs are como que chambitas. In your first gigs, you need to sacrifice a little bit of profit to be able to display your abilities and your skills. I was checking many podcasts about this topic. It's like in your first gigs, you basically want to just break even. What is the price of what I'm going to do? And just charge that. In that way, you can show that you are reliable to your suppliers. And this is interesting because for many people that I try to coach, this is the first thing that they struggle to understand. But at the same time, you see the same motherfuckers going to a university for more than 5 years and paying for that. So check the idea. Imagine that you can get five customers breaking even, and that is going to be your presentation card for future jobs and for future contracts. So try to sacrifice the first 6 months at least of your career and you will see the results. The second, that is a huge mistake that I can tell people are doing, is that they don't know how to introduce themselves. Just to be clear, how to, cómo presentarse, because it could sound sexual, the thing. But knowing how to introduce yourself is so basic. Nowadays, people are following these financial gurus, and these financial gurus, sometimes they tell you that you need to pretend that you are like a super business owner, you're a successful guy. And I can tell you, many times people go to my WhatsApp and they tell me, Jose, you're making this mistake, this and that mistake. You should do that. I can help you. I can work for you. And that is not the way to introduce yourself. You want to show yourself as a friend, not as a person that is giving commands. And by the way, if you are so successful, you cannot pretend to be so successful if you are the one reaching to the customer. You get the point. So I believe becoming more humble and try to just say, hey, you know, I really like what you are doing. I believe maybe this could help you. I hope it's going to improve your business, this advice. And if you need more help, I'm here. My name is this and I'm do that. If you say that, you have more chances to be selected by your future customer than if you pretend that you know better than he or her know his business. The next one is following up. Following up is an interesting thing. Because many times we contact one person and in that moment, maybe the person doesn't require our service, but in the future, they will. So that's why we need always to follow up. And an interesting way to follow up is by doing it in different channels. For example, let's say that you contact a person by WhatsApp. Then next time you contact the person, maybe you go to the same gym that the person goes. Okay, second time. Third time, you see the person at the park while they are walking the dog. Of course, try to pretend that you are not a stalker, right? But if the person sees you many times, they have a bigger chance to work with you Because it's like you look familiar, and people like to work with people that look or feels familiar. This is the reason why I really love the idea of podcasts and doing YouTube videos, because that speed up the process of familiarity. People see more than 7 videos, listen more than 10 podcasts, see me on Facebook or Instagram, they see me one time in the street walking, and it feels so fucking familiar. So that's why I believe that if you want to follow up a mix of maybe WhatsApp messages, some social media content, real life exchanges, and maybe some compliments and some funny comments here and there are going to help you. But following up is important. You want the other person to remember that you exist. That will happen many times. Many times the people know that you sell, but they don't remember. You want to remind, hey, just in case, I'm here. The other one is fixing parallel problems. And this one is interesting because especially nowadays, everybody say, oh, just do the thing that you have the certificate. So for example, if you're a manager, only manage. Don't do other thing because you are a manager. If you are an engineer, oh, only do your projects. Don't do the sales part because you are not a seller. Nowadays, like market reward people who can wear many hats. Many hats is like doing different activities. Of course, there are going to be some activities that maybe you don't have a clue, but even those that you don't have a clue, sometimes you can just tell your customer, let me try to figure it out if there is a way that I can do it for you. Always leave the door open because you never know. And I can tell you this by experience. Many times I remember, for example, in English, sometimes my customer had a problem with concentration. They couldn't focus in one task. And I could just easily say, you know, my work here is to improve your English, not to improve your concentration or your focus. But then I was like, let me do research of how the person can improve their focus. And you start to find a lot of tools. And then you will find out that more customers, if this customer have this other problem, maybe there is a chance that another customer will have the same second problem. And now you can also fix the second, you can also help the second customer. Trying to find parallel problems, especially parallel problems that are repetitive, is going to help you to increase your value. And always be open to do research. The next one is teaming up. Teaming up is an interesting one. It's try to find people that increase your value. I haven't shown it yet this, but I have a sponsor. Usually I don't accept sponsors, but this is a interesting one. And is what is the name? The name is Balls Mate. What is Balls Mate? It's a ball shaver, una afeitadora de bolas. So there is a guy who sent me 2 ball shavers so you can shave your landscape, your balls, and they can look immaculate. And I was like, okay, maybe I can accept this sponsor because it's so fucking funny, you know? So we need to team up with people. First, people that share our culture, share our value, and also people that can help us to improve the thing that we are offering. As you know, we all have like blind spots. So if you are bad selling, try to make friends or team up with people that are good sellers. If you are a bad, for example, if you are bad with logistics, try to find people that are good in logistics. That's what I do. For example, my friend from university, Renzo, he's the one that helped me with the paperwork. I hate paperwork, but he's good with paperwork. So teaming up is a good thing. And when I started, I remember I used to make that mistake. But no, I want to do everything by myself. But sometimes, you know, you just pay, I don't know, like 60 soles. And for those 60 soles that you pay, you save 1 full week of your time. So work with other people. It's going to help you. The next one is abuse your customers' trust. This happened a lot, and I want to mention here 2 cases that always caught my attention. 3 cases. One is the mechanic in aviación next to my house, Marco. The other one is the guy who fixed the cars, el planchador, just to make it clear. El planchador Jaime in Intihuatana. And also there is a woman that has a little bodega in the park. You know, why people go always to these stores and these places? Because they charge the fair price. And I know that inflation is a thing, but you want to know that, for example, if you're going to leave your car in the mechanic, you want to know that the mechanic is going to charge you the right price. But many professionals, well, pseudo professionals, if you ask them for some job, they will try to charge you as much as they can, and they see you as a wallet. We don't have to do that. We need to have some, treat the customer in a way that you would like to be treated. How simple is that, you know? And when you do that, two things happen. First, the customer start to recommend you. And second, the customer really trusts you. Honestly, when I have a problem with my Volkswagen Bug, con mi escarabajo, I just ask my friend Marco, please, can you pick the car, do whatever you have to do, and return the car? And I know he's going to charge me just what it costs. But if I ask the same to other mechanic, holy shit, no, we need to change the engine, hay que cambiar el motor, que la puta... No, so that's why being reliable, being trustable is a good asset. So never abuse of your customer trust. The next one are deadlines. And deadlines are a big weak point from new freelancers. How many times you hire someone to do a job, a task, the person tells you, yeah, it's going to be done within 3 days. And the person disappear. And you are there, you know, in the air, waiting, fuck, when they are going to finish their work. Usually this happens with handymans. Handymans are the classic example. They have to fix, for example, they have to fix the sink, they have to fix the toilet, and maybe paint the wall. Okay, they started fixing the sink, then the next day they disappear, and when are you going to fix the toilet? What about the wall? Because they already know that the contract is secure, so they start kicking you forward in the future while they are doing other gigs, other jobs. And that is something that really reduces the trust of a freelancer. We need to apply what in logistics they call FIFO. What is FIFO? First in, first out. So as soon as we get a job, we need to do it as fast as possible and try to finish before the deadline. And in case that, you know, sometimes things happen. In the case of products, for example, sometimes you are going to ship the product and then you realize, fuck, we ran out of stock. And maybe you will have a stock in 2 days. So something as simple as sending a WhatsApp to your customer and telling your customer, hey, you know, we ran out of stocks. No problem. Can you wait 2 extra days? And most of the time they are going to tell you yes. But at least let your customer know that they will have to wait. And if they have to wait too much time, something that I love to do is I include an extra product. Hey, you know, for waiting 3 days, here you have a fat burner. But always let the person know if something will have to, it will have to experience a delay. This is important. The last thing that you want is your customers chasing you, asking, hey, where's my thing? Because that looks like, especially if it's the first time you're doing business, feels that you are kind of scamming them, that you are kind of taking their money and running away, or it feels like irresponsible. So you don't want to be in that scenario. Always respect the deadlines and try to finish the job as soon as possible. The other one, cheap materials. Cheap materials is a big one, especially when in construction. In construction, that happens a lot. Also, mechanics, they tend to do that thing. If you need extra things, like extra materials to do your job, always give option to your customers to have the best quality and the low quality. If they prefer the low quality, because we have those kind of customers, sometimes they want to go to the cheapest option, okay, but just remember, you are taking the lowest quality. But if they are willing to pay, smart people always prefer to pay more if you know that the thing is going to be secure for a longer period of time, have this other option that is a little bit more premium, more expensive, but it's more reliable. I believe giving the chance to your customer to decide which quality they prefer is going to be better. Now, here an Uncle Balta tip. You can start with these two qualities, but once that you have a reputation in the market, just stick with the top quality. Because once that you already have a reputation, you don't need to go lower in price. So you can just stick with the top material and charge a premium fee for that. The next one is not deload your responsibilities. And this one is so fucking interesting. It's funny, but you know, it's Friday 10 p.m. I don't know why I feel so much energy today, but I had to... this podcast, this summarize that I'm sharing with you is from a construction channel. And the tips are so fucking good that I really need to record this now. I couldn't wait till tomorrow. But well, come back to the topic. not deloading your activities. When you start offering your services, at the beginning, maybe you will have, yes, you know, 3 customers, 5 customers, but eventually you are going to run out of time because too many people, especially if you are good, too many people are going to require your service. So in that moment, you need to deload your job. And one easy way to do it is you can hire an assistant and you give all the repetitive tasks. The simplest task, you can give it to your assistant. Could be that you need a secretary, who knows? I don't hire secretaries anymore because I tend to have sex with my secretaries. I tend to bang my secretary, so it's kind of expensive at the end. But assistants that help me with the repetitive tasks is something that I do. I have a person who helped me to clean the house, a person who walks Armando, a person who washes the cars. What else I have? Also, the delivery of the meat is something that I try to do it. Sometimes when I want to be social, I go to the supermarket to do the groceries, but most of the time I have a person who do the delivery. Especially repetitive activities that don't require a high IQ, it's better to delegate them. This is interesting. Many people, they prefer to spend the money on a fancy car. They want to buy an Audi, a Mercedes, instead of using that money to hire people that can work for you and give you a better quality of life. I understand this because I used to be that guy. I used to have a fancy car and working like huevonazo the whole fucking day instead of using that money to hire people that work for me and now then have more free time to think and have even bigger projects. So deloading your job, your activities is a must. Just to friendly reminder, right? Remember, for any new activity that comes to your schedule, one activity needs to leave. There is no way that you can keep bringing new activities if you are not delegating the previous ones. The next one. I'm going to mention just 2 extra to wrap this podcast because, I mean, too many wisdom nuggets at the same time, I think it's too much. So just to keep it simple. One that this guy mentioned is, check how much money are you making per month. I like to check my cash flow per week because I don't know why per week feels better. So check how much money are you making per week and add a 0 to that. And start acting like you are already making that amount of money. This is interesting. We have seen this many times, right? You want to have, first you have to do, and first you need to be, to become. So imagine that you already are making an extra 0 at the end of the number that you're making, and start acting like that person. What that person will do? And something that I asked myself a long time ago was, if I were a millionaire, what kind of activities I will do? And in my mind, I was, well, I will start just focusing like 3 or 4 blocks of times in the WhatsApp, focus more on the YouTube channel and on the English podcast, just that, but put more energy on that. And I started doing that and I realized my income started to go up. So imagine that you already have the money and start acting like that and you will be surprised how money starts to come to your account. And the last thing is, try to just do activities that are scalable, escalables. This is a big one. In my case, one that always breaks my balls are the memes, los memes, because it's something that I like, but it's not scalable. And even worse, sometimes that shit shut down my account. Today, they shut down my Instagram account just because I post a meme, a video of a waitress, mesera. It's a waitress that was on a yacht and she was carrying the trays, las bandejas. She was carrying the trays and she looked so fucking hot. She had a huge ass. So I upload that video to Instagram because, I mean, was inspiring, right? Like, hey, you see the yacht, you see the rich people, you see the Nalgona, the big ass woman. So I share the video and suddenly 6 a.m. when I woke up, I see my Instagram, they shut down. To record my Instagram account, I spent like 1 hour, like sending messages like crazy to the Meta team, motherfuckers. And yes, I recovered my account. But what I'm trying to go with all this story is that first, try to avoid activities that put on risk your business in a stupid way. Because, I mean, let's be clear. just because I share a video of Azafata is not going to boost my sales in 100%. And also, the other one is, sometimes there are things that are not scalable. For example, this podcast is fucking scalable. I just upload it once and people can check it many times. People can share it. The same happened with the YouTube videos. YouTube is scalable. Podcast is scalable. Facebook and Instagram ads are so fucking those are so fucking scalable. Those are easy. Hiring people is scalable. So always ask yourself, what is the thing that can be unlimited? And try to do more of those. And try to reduce the activities that cap you by time and also by energy. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, learning from other people's mistakes is the best way to go. And just one extra thing is be obsessed of taking care of your time. You know, like people take their time like it's nothing. I was walking with my dog Armando now, today, Friday. As you know, Peru played soccer today. I don't know with who, with Uruguay, Paraguay. I don't care, honestly. But Peru played today soccer. And while I was walking with Armando, I was surprised because all the TVs from the apartments were on with the game there. And I was thinking, you know, how many man hours, cuántas horas hombre, this country is losing at the same time of people watching the soccer game. I don't know. If you want to watch the soccer game, okay, that's fine. But remember that saying yes to one thing is saying no to the other. So if you are going to relax watching the soccer game, then you cannot relax doing another activity because you already relaxed with the soccer game. And honestly, if you ask me, if I want to relax, I prefer to relax or having sex, having time with the family, with the dog, or with the friends. But well, you need to decide. Remember, your time is your most important asset and your focus, by the way. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to +51 9890 23 986 if you want to buy the supplements, Inglés para Cholos, or the audiobooks. Blessings, and I will see you tomorrow.